Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Friends, Romans, podcast listeners, lend me your ears for just a very, very quick moment, I promise. Hello, I'm David, creator of Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. And we, all of us here at Rusty Quill, wanted to thank you for listening to our Roman epic of comedy and intrigue. This project has been many years in the making, and it's thanks to listeners like yourself that we have been able to bring it to life. We want to keep bringing you the stories that you love, so make sure to spread the word. Share, rate, review, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everyone waiting at the bus stop to listen to Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Oh, and follow Rusty Quill's socials for updates using hashtag CryHavoc. But what if you want more? Well, we have got you covered over at the Rusty Quill Patreon, where every Friday you can get exclusive first access to our behind-the-scenes making-of series with interviews and commentary from the actors, the writers, the production team, and history experts. Whether you're curious about the ancient world or how we made the series, or you want to get away with murder and erect a Roman orgy of your very own, well, we've got all this and more in our backstage series over on Patreon. Rusty Quill is an independent company, and your support goes a long way. Thank you for listening, enjoy the episode, and prepare to cry havoc.
Listen to that crowd. This is what it's all about. Hey, Gaius? Hey?
Why are we here?
Why? To watch the games. You agreed we had to do something to keep the lads happy, didn't you?
Yes, but...
This is what they want to see. Gladiators. A bunch of big ugly bastards beating each other's brains out. There might be some lions too. Oh, yeah, there's one!
I'm sure they're all going to love it, but it's good thinking on your part.
Thank you.
What I do question is why you booked it for the same day as the summit with Cleopatra.
Because we're going to do it here.
Here. You want this to be the venue for a diplomatic summit?
Yeah, two birds, one stone. She gets an eyeful of the might of Rome, and I don't have to miss the sport.
You don't think it might be difficult to talk about the finer points of grain supply with a mob baying for blood in the background?
Well, what were you going to do?
Have a chat in the office. Just sit around and get some work done.
That doesn't sound entertaining.
It's not meant to be. It's a summit. We talk about our problems and get them sorted out.
And that's what we're going to do. But also, lions.
Oh, afternoon, chaps. Guess who I brought? I'll give you a clue. She's Egyptian.
Yes, thank you, Lepidus. It's an honour and a privilege to see you again, Your Majesty.
And you, Caesar. Mark.
Yep, right then. Now you're here. Oi, you! Bang the drum! Romans! Our mighty republic stands tall. Thanks to the army, incidentally, the mightiest in the world, our enemies are well and truly vanquished. Today we celebrate with games fit for heroes, for that is what you are. And here to open them for us, a very special guest, our most esteemed ally, Queen Cleopatra of Egypt.
Thank you, Romans. What do I do?
Take the stick and wipe the ground.
Let the games begin!
Crack on!
Not bad, Mark.
Yeah?
You're a decent speaker when you've still got your clothes on.
What did she say?
Nothing.
Have you ever seen the gladiators before, Your Majesty?
No. It's such a pity to miss them now. Shall we depart for the summit?
Actually...
Hey, look! They're bringing out Kabara. Over 60 fights without so much as a broken arm. Come on, you three, sit down. This is going to be amazing.
Ah, I see.
Shall we sit, Your Majesty?
Kabara! Over here, son! Kabara!
Romans.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 6, Blood Sports.
Everyone, let's get this rehearsal started. I want you all to find a space, and you're going to start walking. That's right, you're going to balance the energy in the room. Fill the space, keep filling the space. If you see a space, just walk into it. Octavia?
Yes?
You'll join us when you can, dear.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a lie. I hate the warm-ups. Now, Mia. Mia?
Hmm? Oh, sorry. Mia. Yes?
You've been a member of the company since, like, lunchtime, so I'm not expecting you to be word perfect yet.
I have an excellent memory.
Yeah, I'm sure, but it's a big part, and you can't read. So I'm just saying, if you...
Shall we carry on?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Now try leading with your feet.
Right. Carrying on the big speech. Oh, what a curse to resemble so great a man as Caesar. I wish I had the face of some ordinary fool. Then I could sell my figs without people trying to build statues of me. What a city. What a people. What a life.
Oh, what a curse to resemble... Wait, so this play, it's about the death of Julius Caesar?
Sort of. A fig-selling slave, who bears a resemblance to Julius Caesar, comes to Rome on the day Caesar is murdered. Cue panic, confusion, hypocrisy. It's a satire on modern politics.
Then why make your centre point a dead man? Your play's out of date before it even reaches the stage.
Wow. Harsh. What are you trying to say?
Why not base it around your brother? Or Mark Antony?
Because it might be hard to write with my thumbs nailed to the wall.
That's bad, eh?
Oh, my brother puts up with my little hobby because he doesn't think it's important enough to bother fighting me over it. But if he ever did...
He's not a tolerant man.
No. He has views. And he doesn't understand why other people don't share them. But enough of my family problems. We should get back to...
No, this is useful.
How?
Well, if I understand the present political situation, I can evoke it in my performance. That's why you chose a dead guy for your subject, right? So you can talk about the present without getting...
Thumbnailed? I don't know. It's still pretty controversial.
But you're so close to the heart of power. You must realize how unique your perspective is.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I just never really think of Gaius like that. Maybe because he never actually seems to get anything done.
He's not a good leader?
I don't know. In some ways, Gaius is really smart. Like, really smart. And he's great at philosophy, and he's actually willing to do paperwork. Which is more than you can say for some triumvirs I could mention. But he's... He doesn't know how to make people like him. Or get them on side. And he's horrible at compromise.
What about Mark Antony?
Everyone loves him, no matter how many times he gets trashed and pisses in the street. And apparently he's a really good military tactician, but, well, give him a stylus and he'll probably try to eat it.
So how do they work together, if they're so different?
They don't. I can't imagine them running a republic together.
I can't imagine them running a pet shop together.
Laughing at your own jokes, Octavia, or getting sidetracked?
We're on schedule, Quintus.
Looks rather like sitting around and chatting, doesn't it?
She'll know the lines. Have faith.
I've learned some already.
Oh, really?
Mia, you haven't had time.
Shall I demonstrate?
This should be good. Up on the stage you get, then.
Okay.
Looks like someone's in trouble.
Amateurs, can't trust them.
Blessed Artemis, what did I do to offend you? Half the people want to praise me, the other half want to bury me. Oh, what a curse to resemble so great a man as Caesar. I wish I could have the face of some ordinary fool. Then I could sell my figs without people trying to build statues of me. What a city, what a people, what a life! How was that?
You memorized it.
You asked me to.
But I only read it to you once and you remembered every word.
I told you, I have an excellent memory.
Well, Quintus, what do you say now?
It's a neat trick.
Oh, come on, it's more than that. Admit it, she's good.
I want to really put her through her paces. If she's up to the challenge.
Mia?
Okay. Bring it on.
Yes!
Break his spine, Gabara! Snap it like a twig!
Snap the guy in
half. Oh, well played.
So this is what passes for entertainment in Rome, is it?
I apologize, it is rather gory.
Ugh, gory I can handle. But where's the finesse? This is just hacking at each other until something falls off.
Is anything good enough for you?
Mark! So, Your Majesty, I cannot express how glad I am to finally sit down with you and discuss matters of state.
We could have done it at the banquet, but you didn't want to.
Right, well, here we are doing it now. And as Mark said, Egypt remains our esteemed ally, especially under your leadership.
I'm truly glad to hear it, Caesar.
I well know of your reputation for wisdom and sound judgment, and popularity with your people.
Thank you.
Brand knows
up. And of course, shut up, Mark. Of course, there is a long and noble history of collaboration between our people. Right, Lepidus?
Oh, absolutely. Can't count the number of times Egypt's bailed us out.
Yes, but what
not
I meant...
Not that they had a lot of choice, given the way we used to threaten them with...
Lepidus!
Yes, old man?
Could you go away and get some snacks?
Oh, certainly. Anything for you, Your Majesty?
I'll pass.
Righto, back in a tick.
Where were we?
Lepidus was just reminding us of the times Rome has used Egypt as its private money box.
But also, obviously, there are the many services Rome has had the honor of performing for Egypt.
Your father's support in dealing with my brother, for example.
Yes, exactly. And before that, your father also called on Rome to...
Yes, it's a long and tangled history, which we both know off by heart.
Ah, yes, well, coming right to it then. You won't know this, but Rome is facing a few, minor problems, and, it would do us no end of good to know that we can rely upon your continued, or even additional, support in the way of, grain and money and stuff.
Oh, Caesar, is that all it is? Of course you can.
Wonderful. I knew we could.
What are friends for?
Exactly.
I'm sure we can find something that Rome would be willing to trade with us.
Sorry, that Rome can trade?
In exchange for our support in getting you over this little bump in the road, yes?
Ah, you want something in return?
Naturally. After all, there's no such thing as a free lunch, is there? Even between friends.
No, I suppose there isn't.
I say, excuse me, is this the queue for the dried fruit?
Yeah.
Thanks, Wolf.
Yeah. Settle an argument. Do you reckon this is all a distraction?
I'm sorry?
Don't get him started. It's his big conspiracy theory that the games are a distraction and Mark Antony's never giving us our money.
Oh, my.
We've had to find a side hustle to make ends meet. Nearly made us late for the games. There was this girl kicking up a fuss in a
Never
shop.
Never mind all that. I'm telling you, Mark won't let us down.
No, I'm sure he won't.
So, you trust him, do you? Him and this... What's his name?
Who?
Oh, you know. The other one who's in charge. Scrawny. Get seasick.
Gaius Octavius Caesar?
That's the one. I'd love to get 5 minutes alone with him.
5 minutes? With that little weed? What are you going to do with the other four?
Give the saint to his best mate Mark if they don't pay us. Double our wages by the end of the month. That's what they said. And they better.
Hang on, though. Triumvirate. Doesn't that mean there's three of them?
Never heard about a third one. Though he'd deserve a good kicking too.
Maybe the third one is the state of Rome itself. A metaphor.
Oh, yeah. That could be it.
Seriously, though, think about it. If they had all the money, they'd have paid us, right? No point in making us wait. They must be broke.
But if you're right, what could we do about it anyway?
We could take them to the cleaners, mate. We're an army.
Well, then you'd be straight back into another civil war that you wouldn't get paid for. So...
Not if we slaughtered a lot of them.
Yes, that would solve it.
A lot of effort, though.
Yeah. Still, it's a plan B. Let's hope they pay us, eh?
Corks.
You, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at the banquet serving the guests.
I was instructed to get more grapes from the vineyard.
Fine, but be quick. Queen Cleopatra grows impatient.
Cleopatra?
Just remember to slip in the poison as soon as you can. We cannot risk being discovered.
You're doing great, Mia. Just say what feels right.
Okay. You look pale.
I do.
Tell me, when did you last have a sip of water?
Not long ago. You were the one who gave
it. Yes, I was the one who gave it to you. Are your knees weak yet?
What have you done?
Following me around, breathing down my neck, pointing out every slight error, I grew sick of you.
You didn't!
Your arms and legs should be tingling now. You'll be dead in a few minutes.
But that was meant for Cleopatra!
What has she ever done to me? You, however, have been a constant pain in my side. No. Your death will be far more satisfying to me.
You are a monster.
Only a monster can recognize another. Sleep now, Mother. Rest, knowing that I have succeeded you well.
And scene.
How'd I do?
For a first attempt at improv, that was surprisingly...
Amazing! Mia, how do you feel?
I feel incredible! My heart, it's beating so fast. I didn't know acting could be so fun. I didn't know anything could be so fun.
Oh, I knew it! You're an actor, right to the bone. You're the kind of actor that makes my fingers simply itch to write more words for you.
She's got talent, darling, but let's not go mad.
Quintus, grab us some wine. This calls for celebration.
In the middle of rehearsal?
I'm sure the cast won't object.
Oh, very well. Come along, dears.
You care very much about your art, I think, my lady.
Oh, call me Octavia, please.
I wonder, Octavia, forgive me, but why theater?
What do you mean?
You understand politics. You're rich. You're talented. There must be other paths you could follow. Paths your brother might respect you for.
Get married and bear sons, you mean? Yeah, I dare say that's what I'll end up doing, once Gaius has decided who he wants to pack me off to.
No, I didn't mean... I mean, you could take office, work in...
Pull a Cleopatra, you mean? I don't know what things are like where you're from, but here, women aren't allowed official office. And besides, why would I want to sit on a bench with a bunch of windbags who never get round to actually doing anything?
Okay, but why this?
You want to know why people really look down on us? Well, maybe not me so much, but the rest of the players. It's because they're just regular people, scratching out a living. Some of them even criminals. But together, we make something special. Together we have a voice, and people come here to listen to it. I watch my peers in the audience entertained and moved by people they'd normally see as totally beneath them. These actors, these people, they're heard on stage when they wouldn't be anywhere else. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And now you're one of them, Mia. One of us. The audience aren't going to know what's hit them. You're going to be a star.
A star? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Renewed sovereign status for Egypt with Rome's official recognition of my title. Oh, and obviously that status would extend to my heirs.
I see, yes.
I want military support in the case of an uprising from my sister, and the loan of several legions to subdue the rioters in the south.
We could maybe lend a hand.
Oh, and naturally, I'd want a return of Egyptian territories. Judea, Damascus, Syria. My staff can let you have the full list.
But that will put you in control of the whole Eastern Mediterranean.
Back in control, yes. Oh, and could you declare war against King Herod?
What? We can't!
Oh, please. He's just dreadful. He'd be no great loss, I assure you.
Okay. I have something to say.
Oh, hey, Mark. Decide to actually make a contribution?
Just a little one, yeah.
Which is?
Which is, Your Majesty. Are you out of your tiny mind?
Mark!
If we hand over all that land, we'll be crucified in the streets.
All right. As an alternative, I would like my son, Caesarion, officially recognized as my heir and the true-born son of Julius Caesar.
What?
That's a joke, isn't it?
Not at all.
But I'm the son of Julius Caesar.
You're a son of Julius Caesar. But mine has the benefit of having had his, personal touch.
You know we can't acknowledge him. Not legally, not politically.
I'm not asking you to give him the Republic. Just give him a job in government with a salary, some honors, and his father's estate.
What?
Mate,
that's my estate. I want it.
Oh, fine. Then give me half of Greece and we'll call it quits.
Now look, we can't agree to these terms. I'm sorry, maybe in a few years when things are more settled, we can review it all.
No problem.
Really?
Yes. And maybe in a few years, I can give you all that money you want.
But we need it now. What did I miss? Shit!
What is it?
Gabara, he's down! He's dead! And I missed it, because I was stuck listening to you two.
If you find the games more interesting than negotiations...
Of course he doesn't.
Yes, I do. Listen, Cleo.
Don't call me that.
You go to Julian to make him the worst mistake of his life, and now you're sticking your oar in here. Well, I'm not putting up with it.
Mark?
I'm sorry? Do you think I wanted Julius to be assassinated?
I don't know what you want.
Mark, show some respect.
Fine. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. Or should I call you a goddess? That's what you are, right? A walking deity. Maybe your divine insight can tell you what I'm about to say next.
If you've got an accusation to make, go ahead.
Don't you dare.
You put the idea of becoming dictator for life in Julie's head.
Oh, please.
That's what got him killed. My best friend, you did that. You left him wide open.
Okay, I've heard enough. I didn't travel halfway across the world to listen to your violent ramblings.
Your Majesty, please,
Julius Caesar was a brilliant man, and it seems he was the only one. You have my terms. Let me know when you're willing to discuss them.
Your Majesty, if you would just... Mark!
What?
Hello, chaps. I brought snacks. Oh, and by the way, I think we might want to prioritize paying those soldiers. They're getting a bit cross.
Oh, what a day. Felt more like a week.
Your Majesty.
Charmian, fetch me a beer and take one for yourself.
Oh, thank you. Productive day, my lady?
Hardly. It's a wonder Rome doesn't burn down on a weekly basis. Gaius won't cooperate and Mark won't stop shouting. At least he kept his clothes on this time.
Clearing a low bar. Your drink.
Thank you. How about you, my little spy? Do you have stories for me?
A reasonable amount on Mark Antony, but even more on Gaius Octavius Caesar.
Indeed. Your source?
Oh, various places around the city. Taverns, the public baths. People like to talk here.
Don't they just? Well, you can give me a summary after my bath.
Should I run it for you now?
Yes. Oh, and Charmian, good work today. I knew I could trust you.
Thank you, my lady. I hope you always will.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by Rhys Teredo and Grace Knight. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Lori Ann Davis, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Renella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Lara Sawalha, Sarah Lambie, Andrew Seacombe, Benjamin Garrison, and Sarah Aga, with additional voices from Tom Crowley, Mark Nicholson, Lori Ann Davis, and Pip Gladwin. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.